Good evening, and we're going to begin here tonight with an NBC News exclusive interview that comes at a critical time for an entire region of the world. NBC's Ann Curry has made her way to Tehran, where she has just become the first Western journalist to interview the new president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani. This will be the first time millions of Americans get to see and hear him, and that includes many in the Obama administration. What you're about to hear is significant because it represents the first reason for any optimism, the first sign of any movement from Iran on the issue of nuclear weapons, right when the crisis in nearby Syria has reached its peak. And so we begin tonight with NBC's Ann Curry in Tehran.
Brian, good evening. In our interview, Iran's president was clearly trying to send a message ahead of his first speech to the United Nations that under his administration, there is a different Iran, one that wants to make a deal. The world believes that Iran could build a bomb very quickly. You've said this period of time for resolving the nuclear issue will not be unlimited. Just how short is this window? Weeks, months, or years?
We have never pursued or sought a nuclear bomb, and we are not going to do so. We are solely seeking peaceful nuclear technology.
Can you say that Iran will not build a nuclear weapon under any circumstances whatsoever?
The answer to this question is quite obvious. We have time and again said that under no circumstances would we seek any weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear weapons, nor will we ever.
The Supreme Leader made a very strong statement just recently on diplomatic flexibility. He said, "I believe in what's already been called heroic flexibility. Even a wrestler can show flexibility." What does that mean to you, Mr. President? And what does it allow you in your negotiations on the nuclear issue?
In its nuclear program, this government enters with full power and has complete authority. I have given the nuclear negotiations portfolio to the foreign ministry. The problem won't be from our side. We have sufficient political latitude to solve this problem.
On Syria, President Rouhani said Iran played a major role in crafting the U.S.-Russia deal. Can you assure the world that President Assad will give up all of his chemical weapons?
We are not the Syrian government. We are one of the countries of the region that seeks peace and stability and the elimination of weapons of mass destruction in the entire region.
Do you believe the United States, President Obama, looked weak in backing off an airstrike on Syria?
We consider war a weakness. Any government that decides on war, we consider a weakness. And any government that decides on peace, we look on it with respect for peace.
And President Rouhani confirmed that he exchanged letters with President Obama recently, calling them tiny steps for an important future. That future begins at the UN next week, where he says he hasn't ruled out a meeting with President Obama. Brian?
All right, Ann Curry by satellite from Iran tonight. Ann, thanks. Much more of Ann's reporting on our website beginning tonight and, of course, tomorrow morning on Today.